on the outskirts of London. Driving a black taxi is Harry, a 70-something bespectacled man with white hair and a neatly trimmed beard. Harry wears a fixed frown. He recalls driving an army truck through Woodland as a handsome young soldier. David Jason, Albert's Memorial. Under the flyover, a jockey leads a horse round a small paddock. Leaning on the fence nearby, a lean senior man with long grey hair, Frank, smokes a cigar. Frank recalls finding the charred bodies of soldiers amongst the leaves in the woodland. In a long army trench coat, he turns a body over. He rests his hand on another body. He runs through the woodland. Another senior man, Albert, lies in a hospital bed staring at the ceiling open-mouthed. Hooked up to a monitor, he wears blue pajamas. As a young soldier, he smokes a cigarette in the woodland. Harry recalls digging a grave in the woodland soil. An artillery convoy passes by. Floppy-haired young Frank sits by himself on some sandbags looking dejected. A motorbike futters past. Young Harry and young Albert sit in the front of the army truck, which has an open trailer. Harry drives them along the woodland path. In the hospital bed, Albert shuts his eyes. As soldiers, all three men stand together in a farmhouse and listen to the gunshots. Harry pulls his taxi up beside the paddock, where Frank leans against the fence. Frank turns. Harry smiles and waves.
Late again.
In Albert's room at the hospital.
They'll come.
They'd better.
What happens if she's there?
Why do you always have to be so bloody negative? If she's there, she's there. Nothing we can do about it.
Tell you what, I couldn't end up in a place like this, even if my life depended upon it. In fact, if I die, please God, not in a hospital.
What do you mean, if?
They enter Albert's room with beaming smiles. Frank puts his cigar in his mouth.
Donkey!
Hello, Frank.
They shake with both hands.
Harry?
Albert!
Excuse me.
It's not lit.
I don't care.
Carry on, nurse. I shall need a receipt for that.
You made it, then?
I made it.
Of course we made it.
You know Joy?
Yes. Yeah, of course. Must be 15 years.
19.
19? Oh, well.
Well, if you'll excuse me, there's lots to sort. I'll see you in a bit, love.
Bye.
Tower of strength, eh?
Yeah.
The light of your life.
You can't stand it, neither of you.
Yeah, well, she started it. Anyway, it's all in the past. It's all dead and buried, as they say.
Frank picks up an ornamental snow dome.
Yeah, that's like the, you know, the one the girl... The one that she had.
Yes, it is.
Craggy-faced Albert recalls them all sitting round a campfire in their army uniforms. A young civilian woman hands him a snow dome.
I wanted to have a word with the two of you. Alone. The thing is, well, she wants to have me cremated.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hendon.
Well, what's wrong with Hendon, if you know, if we must talk about it?
Nothing. I just don't want to be cremated. Never have.
You want to be buried?
Yeah.
Tell her that.
I have. All the time. She just cries.
It's your funeral.
Yeah, well, what do you want us to do about it?
I want you two to do it.
Well, bury you?
Yeah.
You want us to bury you?
Yeah.
When you're dead.
Do I look stupid?
Don't tell me. Let me guess. East Ham.
Hindenburg.
Hindenburg?
You want us to cart you all the way back to Germany?
Yes. We three, we're oppos. Right. Something happened there. Something important. Something that changed our lives. Remember? The rest is just, well, a load of bollocks.
He's asking a hell of a lot.
I know, I know. But I'm doing you a favour.
Doing us a favour?
I need to go back. You need to go back. To remember what happened. We all do. Before it's too late.
But you'll be dead. I mean, you know, dead people don't remember things. Well, not as a rule, do they?
Then you'll just have to do it for me, won't you? You'll have to steal me, of course. My corpse. She'd never give permission. Shouldn't be too hard. Past the kitchens, third on the left. The mortuary. I've drawn a map.
He grimaces as he grips Frank's hand.
It's in the cupboard, under the magazine. And the book.
Frank finds a book in the cupboard and gives it to Albert. He takes an envelope out from under the front cover and hands it to Harry, who finds a big wad of £20 notes inside.
I was going to leave it to you anyway. I shan't exactly be needing it, will I? 76. And what have I got to show for it? Bugger all. A few words, a few faces. If someone was to say to me, when were you ever really alive? Do you know what I'd say? Once. Sodding once. April 1945. That little hill. Standing there. The Russians. Coming to meet us. Everything complete. Us three. Right at the bloody heart of things. And then what? It all vanished.
Flashback. The Russian soldiers aim their rifles at the three men.
Just like that. And we haven't had the guts to deal with it since. Eh? This is our last chance. Embalming.
He shows them the book.
I stole it from the library.
It's called Embalming Made Easy, and there's a coffin motif on the front. Albert grins mischievously. Harry looks dubious. At home, Frank sits down and looks at an old photograph. The photo shows the three of them as young soldiers. Frank recalls sitting in a muddy field, his face buried in his hands. He looks up. A young woman in a beige coat approaches and extends her hand. He takes hold of it. Looking at the photo, he smiles sadly.
The time is so get a little faster. The strength is high, so it's feeling good, faster. Giving is good, so it's coming to that dentist. The strength is high, so I'm feeling good, yes. I said, oh, ooh.
Yes? Huh? Just a minute.
Grandy?
Yes, I'm coming. Bloody hell. Bought a few, that bloody thing. Thank you.
That will open.
He listens, then his face falls.
Oh. Right. Thank you.
At the hospital, the nurse takes Albert's photos and cards off the bedside cabinet. She puts them in a storage box. She picks up the snow dome and shakes it. Outside in the corridor, Joy sits alone and sheds a tear. At a table in a quiet pub.
He wasn't himself, was he? I mean, people say the strangest things when they're dying. All that stuff about us needing to go back and how we've never, you know...
talked.
Yeah, exactly. Is that how you feel?
Maybe.
Well,
It's all right for him, because he's dead. No, no, no. Too old for adventure, me.
We gave our word, we promised.
I know, I know.
Not much left if you go back on your word. Anyway, he gave us a pile of money and we took it.
Yeah. It's against my license to carry a corpse. Or a rabid dog, come to think of it.
Fine, I'll order a minicab.
All right, But if they catch us, they'll certify us. All right? How would you like to spend the rest of your life in a padded cell?
No problem. Just so long as it isn't with you.
On the phone in Harry's taxi.
Right. Yes. I will. Bye. They moved him.
Who?
Albert. That was Joy.
Oh, well, that's it then, isn't it? It's out of our hands.
No, it isn't. We know where he is.
Where?
Fraser, Unwin and Kellogg.
Undertakers.
I'm not convinced about all this. I really am not.
Fine, piss off whenever you want.
Well, let you do it on your own. You'd never make it.
In a darkened garage, Harry raises a mechanical door, then flicks on a small torch. Also holding a torch, Frank follows Harry through the garage, past an empty hearse, and towards the door. They go into the undertaker's back room. They scan around the empty coffins stacked against the walls. They enter another room. Harry spots a closed coffin.
Please.
They stand either end of the coffin lid. They lift the lid off. There's a woman inside.
Hmm.
Sorry.
He was talking to the dead woman. In another room, Harry flicks the lights on and spots a cardboard coffin. Under the lid, he finds Albert in a suit, clutching the snow dome.
Psst! He's in here. He's in here.
No need to whisper, he's dead, not resting.
Just out of respect. Look. Looks almost human, doesn't he?
Come on, we haven't got all night.
Anyway. Is it going to be strong enough?
Just pick it up.
It's a bloody cardboard box. That's typical of Joy, that is, isn't it?
Can we talk about this later?
Here's the word.
Carrying the cardboard coffin out of the garage, tall Frank walks into the half-raised door.
Oh, come on. You look where you're going. Blimey. You'll wake the dead.
In an allotment greenhouse.
It was the ancient Egyptians who perfected it.
What?
The art of embalming. They extracted the brains through the nasal cavity.
You don't say.
Hmm.
Syringe.
Hmm? Oh, all right. Okay, all right. Syringe.
Needle.
Harry hands them to Frank, who wears plastic gloves.
Do you think all of this is totally necessary?
You're the expert, you tell me. Is this going to be big enough?
It's all they had.
Come on, let's get on with it.
All right. Mm.
Slight incision to the left median. The hell's the left median?
How do I know? I haven't done this before, have I?
They look at each other levelly for a moment, then Frank looks down at Albert's head. Harry finds a tag on Albert's ankle that reads, embalmed.
Do you mind I'm trying to operate down here?
There's no need. He's embalmed already.
Morning. Harry packs some stuff into a bag in his kitchen.
You're somewhere?
Yeah.
Somewhere nice?
Allotment.
Hmm. And?
Margaret, probably.
You've got yourself a fancy woman down there, have you?
Very funny.
What about the funeral?
No. Hate funerals, always have.
But he'd expect you.
Well, he's dead. He's past expecting.
Don't forget this, Wendy.
Thank you very much, chicken. Bless you.
What about your appointment with the eye specialist?
I'll go later.
What do you mean later? It was this afternoon, Grandad. Grandad?
Harry's little great-granddaughter gave him his passport. He nips out the front door with a couple of bags and heads for his taxi. Frank carries a bag down his front steps. Harry's taxi heads along a dual carriageway, with the coffin tied to the roof rack and covered by a tarpaulin.
Joy will be on to the police. Coffins don't just go walk about. They're bound to have traced us by now. I mean, it's not rocket science, is it?
In the back, Frank rolls his eyes. They pass a sign for Dover. Harry spots the port over the road siding.
Customs! What about customs?
They're looking for drugs and illegal immigrants, not a couple of old farts like us. We're invisible, you and me. That's about the only thing we've got going for us.
Harry looks anxious as he drives into the departures yard. He swings to a stop in the car park by customs.
Look at that. They're only searching his roof box, look.
Okay, this way, sir.
Frank spots the officials doing a search.
Oh, what now?
Watch.
Frank climbs out the back of the taxi. Harry watches with a confused frown as Frank strolls across the car park and enters the customs office. Inside, he takes a fluorescent tabard and writes Grandfather Clock on an official-looking form. He leaves the office in the tabard, clutching a clipboard. He spots a forklift driver heading past.
Oi!
Very clever.
What is it?
Grandfather Clock.
Going where?
Hindenburg, near Berlin.
I'm not down for Berlin.
Oh?
Careful!
No, Prague.
Fine.
They load the covered coffin into the truck.
Here?
The driver closes the back of his truck. Harry gives Frank a thumbs up as he heads back to the taxi. A young blonde watches them across the car park. In the queue...
Is that the one?
Probably, it's blue.
Harry frowns as another blue truck passes by.
Or is that the one?
I said it's blue.
Harry arches his eyebrows at another blue truck.
Or is that the one?
Frank spins round as three blue trucks drive up the ramp and onto the ferry.
Anyway, where was it going?
Dunkirk.
Yeah, funny that. I mean, after that, though.
Prague.
Oh, fantastic. You sorted that out brilliantly, didn't you? You're a genius.
On board a Norfolk Line ferry, Harry and Frank stand on the deck and look back at the receding white cliffs of Dover. The ferry leaves a long foamy trail in its wake. Ramps away from the ferry. Harry's taxi rolls along in a queue that snakes amongst concrete barriers. In the back, Frank watches some trucks go by as their row of cars grinds to a halt.
That's it, that's the one.
You sure?
Positive.
Well, he's getting away.
I can see that.
You're not going to do something.
Like what?
They drive along the coast in town.
He's heading east, so presumably he'll take the motorway.
Well, get me to the motorway, then. Shouldn't be too hard, even for a confirmed halfwit.
They drive through the town centre.
There are no signs. I don't know which is the right road.
Oh, they must be on there somewhere.
OK, smart ass, have a look for yourself.
What is it about you and direction, mate?
He has to brake suddenly.
Stop me, never mind. Yeah, and you, go on.
They set off again.
Forgot we're driving the wrong side of the road, dear.
Told you, but you wouldn't listen.
Yeah, something else I've forgotten.
What?
You're always bloody right. Anyway, we're probably following the wrong lorry.
No, we're not.
You want a bit?
Fine.
All right, a fiver.
Done.
You're on. Have you found out where we are yet?
If you just stop yakking for a minute, maybe I could concentrate.
All right. Mr. Neddy Know-All.
Harry turns a corner, spots a young blonde woman thumbing a lift, and pulls over.
What are you doing?
What does it look like?
You can't do that.
Well, of course I can. It's my cab, free country. Thanks to us.
It's the blonde from Dover.
Hello, my love.
Hello.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Germany.
That's fine.
All right, hop in.
Thanks.
Frank looks irritated as she climbs in and squeezes past to sit next to him.
I'm Vicky.
Frank. That's Harry.
Hello.
Frank shakes her hand. Harry waves from the front. They set off, heading through some countryside.
Are you German?
Yes. Is that a problem?
No, no.
You're some sort of pop star, are you?
No.
Model?
No.
Are you any good with maps?
Sure. Where are you going?
Hindenburg. Near Berlin?
But we need to find the motorway to Prague first.
Prague? Why?
No reason. Just, you know, curious.
They travel through the level countryside, passing fields and trees that line the side of the road. Harry keeps a short distance between his taxi and the blue truck, which has WGF written on the side of it. Behind the wheel, Harry keeps an eye on the truck, picking up some speed.
Are we late?
No, not at all. What?
You seem to be driving a bit fast.
His eyes keen to get there. Hard to drive in the dark. Age.
You're following that truck, right?
What truck?
That one.
No, we're not.
Anyway, that's a lorry, not a truck.
What does it matter?
I apologize.
Harry nods. Albert Snowdome is on the dashboard in front of him.
Why don't you stop here then and let it go?
Don't be daft. I can't stop here, can I? It's dangerous.
So is telling lies.
Harry peers in the rearview mirror. Pretty Vicky, who is in her early 30s, looks round at Frank with a raised eyebrow. Frank looks away sheepishly. They continue to follow the truck. They pass more fields with some buildings and trees in them. The sidings whip past in a blur as they stay on the truck's tail.
Been this way before? Us too. Old hands. Through here like a dose of salt.
He shows her an old photo.
It's me. It's him. Our friend Albert.
Such handsome young man.
A flashback. The picture of them smiling with their arms round each other's shoulders is taken.
The war.
She's bright, you know. Gotta watch her.
My worst favourite subject.
What's that?
History.
Well, someone like you. I can't believe you got a worst favourite subject.
You know why she can't stand history?
You know why's that?
Because that's what we are, you and me. History. Past it.
Harry spots a maintenance van, then realises he's missed the blue truck turning off the road.
Damn! 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 Didn't see it coming, I didn't see it. It just went like, it just turned like that. Frank, where's the next turn off?
There isn't another one for miles!
God knows where it'll end up now.
They travel through the French countryside along many similar-looking roads. They overtake a van carrying wooden posts. Harry takes a right turn. The taxi is parked by a tree in the middle of a dusty junction between lush green fields.
Bloody stupid. Lost the lorry, lost donkey. Lost any idea of why we're doing this. They'll find him. They'll find him, then what?
You finished.
Interpol. What's the betting? Joy will have phoned them. They'll be after us.
Always the same, isn't it? Pathetic. Moan, complain, moan, complain. If Donk was here, he'd have sorted you out good and proper.
Yeah, well, he's not, is he? He's never going to be. We should never have left. Bloody stupid.
Didn't have to come.
We should just turn round and go right back.
Run away, you mean?
You're the sodding one who ran, not me.
You don't know what you're talking about. Never did. I was not running away. Is that understood? I said, is that understood?
Harry nods. Frank looks away and shuffles on the gravelly lane.
What were you doing then?
What?
I said, what were you doing then?
I was running towards.
Towards what?
Flashback. Young Frank stares down at the bodies of a woman and boy in each other's arms. They're spattered with mud. Frank drops a bag off his shoulder. By the taxi.
Everything.
Young Frank bolts through the woodland open-mouthed, a sad frown on his face. By the taxi, Harry glances at Frank. Vicky comes over with some red poppies.
Oh! Oh, for me. Thank you.
She gives some to Frank.
My nights with, what do you say?
Shining armor.
Yes.
Where did you get these?
The three of them stand in a line on a lane running between two huge fields of poppies.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Frank and Harry clutch the poppies that Vicky gave them. She spots the blue truck passing by up ahead.
Look, there it is. Come on, come on. Harry!
They run after Vicky, who jumps in the driver's seat.
Come on! Come on! Come! Stay, stay! Hurry up or we lose them! Hold tight,
okay? All right, we're in.
Harry and Frank bundle into the back of the taxi. Vicky spins them in a circle and sets off onto the road. Vicky looks focused as she hears round a bend. The chaps hang on in the back.
You've got two old HPs in the back here, love.
Fun, isn't it?
Who said she could drive?
She powers the taxi into another bend.
Close your eyes. Oh, bloody hell.
Rounding another curve on the narrow country road, she pulls up behind a Porsche, then pulls out to overtake.
Oh, thank you.
God, bloody hell. Where did you learn to drive like that? The bloody 7th Panzer Division.
The blue WGF truck drives along a straight road through fields. Harry's black taxi is just a few feet behind it. Woodside Hotel.
I told you so, didn't I?
What?
He's only gonna camp out there.
The lorry driver?
Yeah.
Maybe I can help.
No.
You need something from that lorry?
Yes.
Oh.
Harry turns the TV on.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to get Sky Sports so I can watch the Charlton game.
Come on, let me help you.
No.
Why not?
Because, look, it's dark out there. And we wouldn't forgive ourselves if anything, you know. And anyway, that's no place for a young...
Young woman.
Exactly.
You mean it would be safer for two old men who don't speak the language or understand the customs?
We can look after ourselves.
Yeah, we've managed so far, haven't we?
I know. My knights with shining armor. So let's go.
She gets up and puts her scarf on.
Hello? Hello?
She's by the truck in the car park.
Hello?
The driver wakes and opens the door.
Haben Sie meinen Hund gesehen?
What?
Have you see a woof woof woof? Mein Hund. Helmut, my dog. Please.
He gets out.
Helmut.
Helmut. Helmut.
Harry and Frank sneak round the back of the truck but find it padlocked. Harry enters the busy hotel bar. Harry spots Vicky chatting to the burly driver. He mimes unlocking a padlock. She surreptitiously beckons him over, then carefully nabs the driver's keys and gives them to Harry.
You should make them, yeah?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Ich liebe hier oben.
The driver looks round at Harry.
Yeah?
No. Nein. Thank you.
What's his problem?
Frank joins Harry round the back of the truck. Harry undoes the padlock.
How did she do it, do you think?
Who cares? There you are.
That's no place for a young girl to be, is it?
She reads maps, picks pockets, drives like Fanjo. She can look after herself.
They carry the covered coffin across the car park. Harry goes back into the bar and holds the keys up. With her arm around the driver's shoulder, Vicky beckons him over. She chats to the driver and grabs the keys back as he rounds on Harry.
What?
Danke, danke, danke,
bar.
Yeah.
In their room...
Did you fart?
Certainly not.
How long's it supposed to last, embalming?
I've got no idea.
What did the Egyptians say about it?
I don't know. I never got to that bit. It's crazy, isn't it?
What?
Well, everything.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this, eh? Give me one good reason.
Because it's fun.
They're lying on the bed together with the coffin on chairs at the foot end. Vicky heads along the corridor outside and unlocks the room door.
She's coming. Come here.
They cover the coffin with the tarpaulin.
Is that it?
Yes. We were worried about you. Well, at least I was.
I can look after myself.
Yeah. Yes, of course. Well, what happened?
With the lorry driver.
Yeah.
We had sex.
They're both shocked.
Only joking.
We're too old for those sort of jokes, we are.
Speak for yourself.
I told him I had, what do you call it? The clap.
Charming.
That was Harry tutting and frowning disapprovingly. Later it's dark. Harry and Frank are in the bed. Vicky reads by torchlight on the sofa.
Vicky? You haven't really got it though, have you?
What?
You know, the clap.
No, of course not. I told you.
Good.
May I ask you something, perhaps?
Yeah, all right, fire away.
What's in the box?
What do you think is in the box?
A dead body.
Harry looks wide-eyed, then lies back on his pillow. Vicky goes back to her magazine. Later, Harry heads along the hotel corridor with his wash bag. Vicky shines a torch at Albert's face in the coffin. She's surprised when Frank wakes up.
Just checking.
Who was he?
That's Albert, the friend we told you about.
You killed him?
No. Just died. We promised to bury him near Berlin. The place
ancient history.
My least favorite subject.
Exactly.
She closes the coffin lid, which bears a bronze plaque. Albert Simpson died aged 76 years. Rest in peace. In the morning...
It's not how I remember it.
What?
Germany. Still foreign, but not in the same way. Well, anyway, I wouldn't let a daughter of mine hitchhike across Europe on her own.
What do you mean, daughter? You're old enough to be her grandfather.
Still allowed to be responsible for her, am I?
Where's she trying to get to?
Well, no idea.
You didn't ask her?
No, I thought you had.
Ah, we're lumbered with her, whatever. And she knows about Albert.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
One word to the police or up the proverbial.
Oh, dear. Maybe I shouldn't have picked her up in the first place.
Too late, he cried. Too late.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know anything about her, do we? We don't know where she lives, where she's going, why she's going along with all of this. I mean, she could be anything.
Drug dealer.
That's right.
Bank robber.
Well, you never know.
Huh? Anyway, we should inquire.
Yes.
Straight up. No beating about the bush.
No.
Ready?
Yes. Ready? What? Up we go. Oh, blimey, I think he's putting on weight.
They shuffle into the corridor with the coffin.
How come I always get the heavy end?
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
What?
Passport.
Yes.
Money.
Yes.
False teeth.
Look, I just get on with it. It's a tight call of this. Ow! No! All right, now to me. All right. This is the tricky bit. Wait a minute.
A guest opens his door.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll keep you a moment, sir. All right. Come on in. Don't get up, madam.
No.
Thank you.
Ich habe nichts an.
Yes, that's it. Go on, we can get down there now. Well, go on, turn.
The sun shines outside. Harry's taxi rolls along a quiet road through the level German countryside. The covered coffin is back on the roof rack. They whip through villages, then head through autumnal sun-dappled woodland. Harry and Frank sit opposite Vicky in a wood-panelled restaurant.
This is a sort of traditional German restaurant, then, is it?
Yeah, very traditional.
And the food is the sort of food that you would have at home, is it?
Sometimes, it depends.
Where would that be?
What, home?
Hmm.
Not far from Berlin, why?
Oh, is that where you are going now, is it?
Maybe. Is this some sort of interrogation?
No.
It feels a little like it.
Sorry. Sorry. I didn't mean to be.
One moment.
Ah, oh, look.
Salad?
Thank you.
Harry frowns at his dish, then looks across at Vicky's far more appealing plate of chicken and mash.
Mm.
Vicky and Harry are outside.
Does it frighten you?
Hmm? What?
Growing old, dying, things like that?
No, not really. Why?
No reason.
Not much you can do about it, is there, really? I mean, it happens to everyone eventually. Even you.
It's okay, so long as you're well.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think he's well?
Yo, Frank? Yeah. Him, he's fit as a flea. Apart from he's got a bit of the old, you know, indigestion.
Like Albert?
Oh, Albert, no, he didn't have any indigestion. No, his was more, you know.
Serious?
Yeah, serious.
You're a strange man.
Really? Why?
Always avoiding, never looking at the future, trying not to talk about the past.
What's no point, is it? I mean, you know, you can't change anything. Keep going, you know? keep going, that's the thing, isn't it?
Keep going.
Mm.
Yes. Do you think maybe he's gay?
Who, Albert?
No.
Oh, Frank, no, no, of course he's not. No, don't be silly. He loves women, he does, always has done. Horses more, perhaps.
You can be gay and still love women.
Of course, but I know a puff when I see one. And he's not a puff, Frank, not in a million years.
Voila!
Frank appears in front of them and theatrically holds up a little paper bag. He bought something in the chemist nearby. Harry's taxi rolls through the beautiful town, the streets lined with wood-detailed houses and old-fashioned stone archways.
Frank, it's Joy here. You've taken him, haven't you?
Next, new message.
Don't think you can ignore me. I've been to the police, they know everything.
Next, new message.
I'm warning you, Frank. You and your daft mate will get 10 years for this. Will you answer the damn phone?
Next, new message.
Frank, I want you to bring Albert back now. You're nothing but a pair of body snatchers.
Message deleted.
In the back of the parked taxi, Frank eyes some local police.
That's mine. You should have got a girl like
what
that.
Are you?
Harry and Vicky stumble out of the photo booth together.
Yes. Right.
They head for the shopping precinct exit together. Vicky wanders up ahead. Harry smiles at their photos. He takes a closer look, then frowns. He hurries to catch up with Vicky by the door. The taxi heads out of town. They drive along some more country roads. The wipers start up as rain begins to fall. Leaves drift around them as they enter woodland. As Vicky drives them around bends and past tall trees by the roadside, some of the thin string keeping the tarpaulin on the coffin snaps, exposing the front of the cardboard box to the elements. Bits of cardboard sag and drop off the coffin onto the road. Harry's driving now. He's unaware that the coffin lid is flapping wildly in the breeze and the white-lined interior is open to the rain. An Audi swerves to overtake them. As they brake, the coffin flies onto the road in front of them, exposing Albert's shoes.
Oh, bloody hell.
They jump out and hurry over to the coffin, which is waterlogged and virtually ruined.
Oh. What do we do now?
They stand around the coffin in the road. The soggy cardboard coffin wrapped in the tarpaulin on the roof rack. Harry and Frank are in the front seats.
We can get some waterproof tape and bind it up.
Yeah.
Do running repairs.
Yeah.
You all right?
Hi.
You sure?
Of course.
In the back seat, Vicky sits alongside Albert's corpse. He wears Harry's flat cap. She puts a pair of shades over his eyes and pushes his mouth into a lopsided smile.
What's the problem?
Nothing.
Bloody is.
Well, it's just that I've been thinking.
Here we go.
No, it's about what Albert said. You know, about us not having the guts to talk about what happened. And it was important for us to do so. Well, she said more or less the same thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Don't you think there's something odd about her, though? Eh? I mean, she's very young and beautiful and all of that. She never gives a straight answer, does she?
No one gives a straight answer these days. I'll tell you something, beautiful or not, I wouldn't be 21 again for all the tea in China.
Lawyer. Oh, God, what now?
They're parked by the side of the road, in the shadow of some vast white windmills. The taxi's bonnet is up. Frank comes out from behind a tree with a flask.
There's not going to be enough.
Yeah, that'll be all right. Right. Well, is that all you can do?
Well, what about you, then?
Me? No, I'm empty.
What about her?
Oh, that's charming, that is, isn't it? I mean, that is charming. Anyway, I thought you said that you could pee for England.
On a good day, yes. When was this last serviced?
Oh, only a couple of weeks ago.
Fine bleeding service that was.
Yeah, well, they don't check the radiator, do they, when they just do an oil change?
Now it tells me. Pathetic. What do I have to do just because you can't sort yourself out, piss in your poxy thermos?
All right, go on, that's it. Turn your back, walk away. Donkey was right. He said you'd spend the rest of your life walking away.
Frank turns around.
I'm not walking away.
Whew, that's what he looks like to me.
All right, what do you want me to say, eh? If I hadn't gone off like that, you wouldn't have gone after me. If you hadn't gone after me, we wouldn't have met her. If we hadn't have met her, none of that stuff would have happened. Happy now?
At least we're talking about it.
Yes, and while we are, tell me what you did.
What do you mean?
Always full of talk. Tell me what you did. Did you ever fire a shot? I can't remember. Remind me.
All right, I bloody well will.
He rushes Frank.
Come on. Oh, you've never learned to
show you.
Your life.
You got not sodding scared of you. Come on, then.
Come on, you stupid little man. Come on, come on. Is that the best you can do?
I am.
Come on.
Stand still, you sod, and I'll sort you out once
Try
and
me.
For all.
Try me.
A
you
bloody
pathetic little man.
We're taking it up from you all this time.
Vicky watches from the back seat as the two of them grapple in the field. Harry ends up on his knees.
It's all very well for you to say it was all your fault. But who was the one that invited her along, eh? That was me. I offered my hand, didn't I? It was me. And in the end, then wham. What did I do, eh? I didn't lift a finger. None of us did. Sweet FA. Don't you think I feel guilty after 55 years?
Vicky looks on as Frank helps Harry back to his feet, then helps him back over to the taxi with an arm round his shoulder. The taxi rounds a corner in the afternoon sunlight. Inside the snow dome on the dashboard is a nativity scene. Flashback. A young Harry persuades the woman to join them in the army truck, which drives away with her in the back, alongside Albert and Frank. Inside the farmhouse, a young Harry hears the gunshot and looks round solemnly. The taxi heads down a shallow slope in the road. The snow dome wobbles on the dashboard. The hillside overlooks a patchwork of green fields. A mountain range rises up on the hazy horizon.
Why do you bully him?
Because he's a wanker.
He has a different name for you.
I know. Thought you were starving.
I am.
It's getting cold.
Yeah, just a tick.
He says you are running away.
No. It's tripe and he knows it. I was lost. Completely lost. We all were. Hell on earth.
Is that when you met her?
He looks up sharply.
The girl? Who was she?
Civilian refugee.
German?
She said she knew the way.
But she didn't.
She was lost like the rest of us. Wrong maps. Wrong ammunition, wrong sodding war. Talk about Fred Karno's army.
What happened to her?
Do you really want to know?
Harry's arrived with cups of tea.
Of course.
There you go.
Thank you.
There you are.
He sits down between them.
We were over the moon when we first met the Russians.
It was suddenly like the war was over. We felt like, you know, anything could happen. Anything. We were walking on air.
We only learned later that they'd just liberated the concentration camp at Ravensbrück.
The stench of that place was still in their nostrils.
Anything remotely German was fair game.
Vicky looks down sadly, and so does Harry.
They took her away. And that was pretty much it.
We buried her after they'd gone. It's the least we could do. It's too late to say sorry. It's too late for anything, really.
Utterly useless. Men. We didn't lift a finger. We just let them take her away without a fight.
They'd have killed you.
Maybe so, what?
It wasn't your fault. Neither of you. It wasn't anyone's fault. Those things happened.
What do you know about it, eh?
He marches off.
Was that the sweet and sour?
What?
I said, was that the sweet and sour?
Why?
Well, Donkey ordered that.
Harry glances over his shoulder at Frank, who breaks into an embarrassed smirk. Albert's corpse sits upright in the back of the taxi. They drive along a country road as the sun sets. Flashback, young Frank loiters nervously in the woods. He turns over the charred body of a soldier. He looks into the mud where a woman and a boy lie dead in each other's arms. He runs through the woods. The taxi drives along the autobahn. Young Harry drives the army truck through the woods. The young civilian woman offers her hand to Frank, and he takes it. The taxi heads into a darkened tunnel, then out the other side. The three soldiers greet each other. The young woman sits nearby. They drink with the Russian soldiers. Night falls as Harry drives the taxi along endless German autobahns. Flashback, a Russian soldier leads the woman away. Another one shoves Albert backwards as he tries to go after them. They're shut in the farmhouse. From inside the building, the Englishmen hear the gunshots. The woman was dragged into the trees by the Russians and shot. In the woods, young Harry digs a grave. He stops a moment. In the taxi, Harry squints in the glare of some oncoming headlights. A big lorry rounds the corner.
Bloody hell!
Harry veers off the road to avoid the lorry and careens through a wooden fence. The taxi bumps down a hill. Harry slumps against the wheel. Behind the mountains. Harry's taxi sits on a grassy hillside. As the sun rises higher into the sky, the mountains appear from the haze. The taxi has stopped beside a tall tree, just off an indented track through the field. In the front seats, Harry and Frank come too. Harry lifts his head up off the steering wheel.
You all right?
Hmm?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Frank looks round.
Vicky?
She's gone.
Yeah.
Vicky!
Vicky, are you all right?
Vicky!
Harry paces around the taxi and peers through the back window.
All the stuff's gone. There's nothing.
Well, that's it then.
What?
Bugger off.
Oh, no. Not another bilker.
Easy come, easy go.
And I thought she was different. You know, I really did.
You know, they're all the same, take it from me.
Yeah. You know what she asked?
What?
She asked me if you were a closet puff.
Really? What did you say?
I said, of course he is. It's obvious, isn't it?
Frank raises his eyebrows and smirks, then turns around and sets off across the grass towards the tree.
Harry?
What?
I think we're here.
What? What?
Look. It's where they came through the trees, huh?
Yes, you're right.
He spins round and spots a building.
Look, that'd be the farmhouse.
You sure?
Yeah, of course I am. What's the matter? You losing your memory?
Oh, my memory or your eyes?
There's nothing wrong with my eyes.
Going blind, and you know.
Temporarily.
Yeah.
No, there's still a lot of things that you can do.
Of course.
Harry fiddles with his specs and blinks. Frank scans around.
You bring a spade?
Maybe.
Who's going to start?
Me, I suppose. Someone's got to show you how to do it.
Flashback, they shake hands with the Russian soldiers. Frank, who has a bird tattoo on his hand, remembers the soldiers leading the struggling woman into the trees. Frank digs a grave on the hillside nearby. Harry heads over.
There we go. Timed it just right.
What?
Last of the tea bags.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Albert's corpse sits against the tree.
Well, you were right, Donk. This is perfect. Bloody perfect.
If you think I'm going to dig another sodding grave, forget it.
As Harry shuffles off, Frank grimaces and discards his tea. He resumes digging. Young Frank looks down at the body of the woman in the woods. Behind him, Albert and Harry dig a grave. On the sun-dappled hillside, the new grave gets deeper. Frank's in it up to his chest. He peers over the edge into the sunlight.
Harry? Harry?
He recalls the woman approaching him through the muddy field. Now, just as he remembered reaching for her hand, he reaches for another woman's hand. Silhouetted against the sunlight, he looks up into Vicky's eyes. She stands at the edge of the grave and smiles down at him. She lets go of his hand and walks away. The sun shines back into Frank's eyes. He holds his arm up to shield them. As he lowers his arm, he spots Harry heading across the grass towards the grave.
You see her?
See who?
Frank stares up at Harry, then squints at the ground. Harry scans around, confused. Later, Albert's body's wrapped in a Charlton Athletic flag. It lies at the bottom of the grave. By the graveside, Harry and Frank stand side by side. Frank holds some poppies. Harry's got a tape machine. He hits play. They stand respectfully by the grave and listen to the music. Tall fir trees fill the forest around the base of the mountains that surround the lush green hillside. Bright sunlight shines through the tree branches, which waver gently in the breeze. Harry puts the tape machine under his arm. Frank throws the poppies onto Albert's body.
I should miss him, you know. Now he's well and truly gone.
Yeah.
55 sodding years and still never managed to say the important stuff.
You're trying to reduce me to tears.
I wouldn't dare.
They both smile warmly, then turn around and look back across the hillside.
Listen.
What? What?
He's turning in his grave. He couldn't stand Charlton Athletic.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Harry stands to attention.
Hey! Left! Right!
Harry marches back up the hillside. Frank watches him go, then picks up the shovel. He fills in the grave. Frank holds the snow globe in his hands.
Do you believe in all that afterlife sort of business?
Never given it much thought.
No. Mind you, if there is anyone up there, he's made a right balls of it, hasn't he? One way and another.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that nobody sued him.
Give them time.
Not that we've made a brilliant job of it ourselves, eh? All things considered. Come on then, let's go.
He helps Frank to his feet.
Right. I miss her too, in a way, you know.
Vicky.
Yeah. We have met her before, you know.
Yes, I know.
Flashback. The three young soldiers carry branches back through the woods. Vicky sits by the campfire with the snow globe. She looks round at them and smiles.
Should account for this.
He holds up the photos from the booth, and only he's in them.
She was sitting right next to me when we took that.
He puts the strip back in his jacket.
As it makes you think, doesn't it? I mean, all those poppies in that field, right? Since when do poppies flower at this time of the year, right?
They sit down side by side on a log.
Do you remember what Albert said? He said, I'm doing you a favour. Of course, she was the favour, Vicky. I mean, us meeting her again, and her telling us to stop feeling guilty because it wasn't our fault, you know? None of it. And do you remember what we said at the end of the war, what we would do?
Live at full throttle.
Yes, exactly. And that's what we've started to do, haven't we? I mean, all this palaver that Donkey put us through, that's what it was all about. Living. How long have you got?
No bullshit. Not long. And you?
Oh, what, the old minces. 6 months, maybe a year. Venice. I always wanted to have a deco at Venice. Would you like to go to Venice?
No. How about Vienna?
Why Vienna?
Spanish riding school.
Spain. Yes. Oh, yeah, you go there. Excellent.
Do you think she'll make it?
Well, okay. Yes. She's only got 270,000 on the clock. It's hardly running. Bit like us, really.
They sit together and look at Albert's grave, which rests on the hillside, overlooking the forest leading up to the mountains. Harry's taxi sits in the shadow of the tree nearby. The sun sets behind the tree-covered mountains. ITFC, audio description.